You know, sometimes our parents would leave a legacy of wealth. So sometimes they'd leave a legacy of heartache. Now, the thing is, how do we mitigate that? How do we maneuver around that? Because, I mean, people are always going to be saying things, right? And sometimes if you're not strong enough, you won't be able to deal. And so that is why we're speaking to Sisgugu, who is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Sisgugu, a very good morning. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. So we're talking about inheritance, Sisgugu, good or bad. How does a person, let's say for instance, let me create a scenario here. You have a parents perhaps who had done wrong to the community. They were a pain to the community. And now we are cooler now. You're being told all of these things. How does that person make sure, they keep a clear mind and also be present in the moment, not allowing the negative energies to control their move moving forward?
Morning, JT, and to your listeners, and happy week. You know, I think it's important for all of us to realize, Uguti, we are not our parents, we are not our siblings, and we are not people in our families, you know. And as much as we come from the same blood, but our characteristics, you know, our personalities differ. So if you are one person, low kulela la, maybe baby mage, behavior yakho bengekho right, and now as a person you purpose it for yourself, Uguti, that is not the type of life that you are living. And you are doing it for yourself before you are doing it for people. Uguti, you just want to do right by yourself, uphile kahle, uhloniphe, ube kahle. Though kuba nzima sometimes to convince people, and that is why when we speak amongst ourselves, we will say we must not live this life as though we are living it for other people by ourselves, because Bandi will never take anything that you are doing, you know, and it will exhaust you to try and prove a point to them. But you need to attempt to live orderly as a person, so not nawe ungafili and live in that negative space and be consumed by all the negative things that, you know, your parents, your siblings have done. They say, kubukeka ngazuthi kukuwe.
Yeah. Well, Sisgugu, you know, we might have a young person who's listening to us right now who says, I have a dad who is not supporting us. So perhaps I have a mom because of what she has to go through. Now, how do we advise that person to say the environment that you're in now should not affect you moving forward?
You know, yesterday someone said to us, you know, Nathimasibandi, we need to learn to encourage ourselves, you know. So sometimes we need that within our minds, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, you know, that as much as I'm facing this difficult challenge, I will make it, I will be fine, I will be okay. My dad is doing this, my mom is doing this, my friends are all abandoning me, but I will be fine, I'm going to fight, because this life is actually a battle, and the battle field with you and for you. You need to do it for yourself. So sometimes our mindset needs to be that as we start the day, we must start the day with positive thoughts. It might look gloomy, but the fact that we woke up, we are here, we are fighting, that on its own is a big thing. And I just want to say, you know, to the parents sometimes that we do say a lot of hurtful things in to our children, and you just reminded me, you know, that of the word that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we need to be careful of the things. But we need to be careful sometimes when we are raising children, when we are empowering people, whatever it is that we say to them is positive and is good for them.
Well, that's Sisgugu. She is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. If you need her services, you can call her. What's that number, Sisgugu?
It's 060-887-3398.
Thank you, Sisgugu.